Here at the 2012 World Pork Expo, with me is Ron Plain, University of Missouri Extension economist. And Ron, last week, just ahead of World Pork Expo, we got the news from McDonald's that they want to phase out gestation sows for anybody that provides pork to them here in the United States, specifically. And on the heels of that, you did a survey that was presented today, opening day of World Pork Expo. Tell me about that.
Well, the issue, Cindy, is how many sows do we have that fit this description? We've got some restaurants and retailers announcing or thinking about changing, and do we have the hogs available? So we did a quick survey of larger hog operations in the United States. We got data back from 70 of the larger operations. These 70 firms have 3.6 million sows, or about 62.5% of all the sows in the country. So it wasn't a random sample, but we got a very big chunk of the industry. Mm-hmm. And what they told us is that on average across the group, about 17% of their sows are now housed in an open pen gestation once they're confirmed pregnant. And we also asked where they thought they would be 2 years from now, and they indicated that on average, about 23% of their sows they thought would be in open pen gestation in 2 years.
So what does that mean for what these actions of some of these food service providers are taking?
Well, it tells us that we've got some animals out there that meet the description, and that we'll probably have more animals that meet their description a couple years from now. But that still doesn't mean that we've solved the problem. There's really no system in place right now to track those animals. If you look at our 17% spread across those 70 firms, there were a lot of them, you know, 5%, some 20%, some higher. But within a firm, lots of times pigs that are born to a sow that's in open pen gestation may be mixed with pigs from individual stalls for feeding. They go off to a packing plant, and the pork is not segregated. Before retailers can really honestly tell their customers, they've got to, somebody's got to put in place a system to track the pork starting back at the sow through the pig, through the packing plant, through processing to the retailer. And it's another issue that without that, we may well have a lot of pork coming from stall-free operations, but we won't know which pork chop or which slice of bacon it is.
Yeah, and that is one of the things that McDonald's pointed out when they made the announcement last week, was that they were going to work on this because they're having a 10-year phase-in period of this, and that was one of the things that they have to work on. Is there any way that's possible?
Well, it's certainly possible. One of the things to keep in mind about our industry, we have a number of our large packers that are also in the hog production business. So to a certain extent, those firms are in a better position to track the product through the system than a lot of the smaller hog farms whose packing plants buy from hundreds or thousands of small farms. And so the tracking is easier in-house, so to speak.
And I would think that this would be rather expensive.
Well, yeah. There's two costs, you know, for the hog production side, to retrofit and convert a building from individual stalls into pen housing costs money. Mark Greenwood estimated $200 to $300 per sow facility cost on at the farm level. So there's that farm cost, but also there's middlemen costs. If we're going to track it through, we've got record keeping and a lot of man hours to maintain that system. That's an additional cost of doing this conversion.
Mm-hmm. And I guess what this could ultimately mean is a higher price for pork.
Well, the answer is somebody's got to pay the cost. You know, in a competitive market situation like this, if there's an added cost to the system, somebody's got to cover it, and ultimately the consumer's going to have to cover it. That's where all the money comes from to operate the system, is consumers paying for that final product that they're buying.
Do you think ultimately the consumer really cares that much?
Well, that's a good question. In economic studies, we always talk about willingness to pay as an issue. There are lots of things that consumers tell us they want. Sometimes it gets to be quite different, the list of things that consumers are willing to pay for. And the issue is whether or not they're willing to pay what this costs is really kind of yet to be determined.
Mm-hmm. Well, and really, of course, from the pork producer's perspective, this type of use of this type of equipment, if you will, to take care of the sows during gestation is something that they have found practical over the years. And they don't really see the reason that they should have to change it, right? It's more practical and it works better.
Yeah, the reality is in the last 40 or 50 years, we've converted from basically pen gestation to individual stalls. It has a number of advantages, not only facility cost-wise, but it also allows us to more readily control the amount of feed that the sow eats so that thin sows can get extra feed and the overweight sows can be restricted a bit. The other thing is it makes management of the sows a little bit easier. If you're walking past 20 sows individually housed, checking on condition and health and looking for signs of disease, it's a lot easier than trying to pick that sick sow out of a pen of 20 mingling around trying to spot and whether any of them aren't looking good on any given day.
Well, this comes down to the issue that you've got animal activists, bottom line, trying to control the way we do our livestock production, and it doesn't seem like there's any end to this.
Well, I don't think there is. A lot of these animal activist groups are opposed to eating meat. And so for the pork producer's standpoint, they won't really be happy until there's no pork producers left and we're not raising hogs for meat. So, there's lots of these issues, I think, yet to come. If we sort of solve this problem, there'll be another one because, from their perspective, a lot of the activist perspective, they don't want us raising animals for meat.
Well, let's just turn to a broader perspective, economic perspective right now of the hog industry. How's it doing?
Well, unfortunately not as good a year, Cindy, as I'd forecasted it was going to be. Feed costs have continued high, and so we're looking at cost of production, 65, 66 cents a pound on a live weight basis for hogs. And our hog prices hasn't worked out quite as well. A couple of reasons there. One is a little bit more pork than expected. The weather's been good, and pigs have grown well, and weights have been up all year long. And we've killed a few more hogs than we thought based upon USDA's March inventory survey. But even a bigger problem is some softness in demand. It looks like we're going to probably see exports drop below year-ago levels in the second half of the year. China bought a lot of our pork last year. They've got their hog numbers up and their pork prices down a bit, so they're not as likely to buy as much pork. Same thing's true for South Korea. They're probably going to buy less in the second half of the year. And then in general, the dollar has really strengthened with the problems the euro has. A strong dollar means U.S. products look expensive to foreigners, so not likely to. Well, we're very concerned about softness in exports. And then that leaves the domestic market, and the economy just can't seem to really get some growth going. They revised down the estimate of first quarter growth a few days ago, and then the unemployment rate ticked up from 8.1% to 8.2%. Americans love meat and enjoy eating it, but it's not the cheapest thing we can eat, and so a soft economy and meat demand tends to back down a bit.
Well, hopefully we'll get some ribs on the grill this summer, and that'll help out a little bit. Thank you very much, Ron Plain, here at World Pork Expo. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.